So this next set of stories comes from a time when I was starting to really settle into my discipline, and I was beginning to consider ways that I could possibly share it with others. I must say this was probably in my 30s, leading up to around my 40th year. I want to say in my notes I have a time frame of around 87 through about 96. So the first story has to do with a visit to a hospital. My father was having heart surgery, and I was at the hospital waiting while he was in surgery. And I had to accept, you know, I was just kind of thinking about accepting whatever the outcome was. I was praying that he would have a long and healthy life ahead of him, but I also had to accept that if the surgery didn't go well, that he could pass. And I think it was in that moment of peace, of just acceptance, that something, what I call extraordinary, happened. I was standing at the end of a hallway, looking out a window, and a stranger came up to me, and he said, I always suspected that aliens might be among us, but I never thought it would be like this. And it really caught me off guard. And then he walked away. So I'm not going to try to explain that. But what I came to suspect later was it's about presence. It's about things that are spiritually discerned. There's a peace. In that acceptance, there's love and peace. And that shines through. Some people call it bearing. It's, you know, how you carry yourself. And really, in some respects, it's how you're shouldering the weight of the world. I really think it's related to that. So anyway, I'm not going to get into that anymore. I'm not even asking people to believe this. That's just how I remember it. And it left me with an occasion in my memory. So a few years later, I was with a relative who I had shared a number of these, what I would call extraordinary experiences with. And he, during our time together, we were actually in my shed where we were living at the time. And we're just sitting there talking. And he asked me, he said, "Why do you trust that any of this is real? You know, couldn't it be like mass hypnosis? Couldn't it be something other than being real? And in the moments that I was contemplating the question and trying, you know, an attempt at formulating an answer to his question, his question of doubt. That was really what it was. It was a question of doubt. Something happened. And what happened was, in that moment when I was thinking about how to answer the question, there was a noise from outside the shed, and it was the front of the shed faced the street, the road, and it sounded like something, a car or something, coming down the road like a bat out of hell. I mean, it sounded like it was just speeding very, very fast, but it was not a car, because you didn't hear the road noise, you didn't hear the engine noise, you didn't hear any of that. All you heard was a rustling of the wind, like something was cutting through the wind. It's the oddest thing. And I jumped up, opened the door on the shed, and my shed set back, it sat back from the street, and so our place jutted out, so I couldn't see down the road. So I ran out towards the road to look down the road to see what it was. And as I was coming out the shed, my neighbor across the street heard it also. And he had run out on his porch, and he had a clear view. And he was out on his porch much earlier than I reached the street. And he looked down the road. And I looked down when I reached the road, the street, and I saw nothing. And so I yelled across the street. I said, "Terry, what was it?" And he said, "I don't know. I didn't see anything." And I remember my companion had followed me out. And I turned to him and I said, "I think you just got your answer." And so, what was the truth? What was the occasion of these events? Truth overcomes doubt. And I can't really frame it in such a way that others can relate to it in the way that I do, because we each have our own unique experiences. We each have our own unique path in this system of things, in this world that we co-inhabit in the human condition. But I suspect that if we're open to the information, that the signs and indicators, the clues and the cues are all around us. If we will just be open to recognizing them and accepting them. And so the thing that really caught me about these experiences, and the only thing I can really relate it to, is a movie that it's hard to trust the truth. It's much easier to doubt, way easier to doubt, especially when it's something that is not accepted by the herd, by the masses. It's, you know, it's where people think you're crazy, people think you're oddball, people think you're out there like Pluto. And it reminds me of a scene in the movie The Wizard of Oz. They're standing in front of this great Oz, and they're shaking, literally shaking in their boots. And Toto goes over and Toto pulls back the curtain to reveal the wizard behind the curtain, and he's throwing levers and pushing buttons and talking into a microphone. And it doesn't take very long for the characters, most especially Dorothy, to realize that this front, this thing that they thought was the wizard, it's actually this guy behind the curtain. And so she walks over to challenge him, to confront him. And she says, "Who are you?" And he answers, "I'm the wizard." And she says, "No, you're not. You can't be." And he says, "I am. I'm the only wizard there is." And I think that kind of goes back to what I had thought about let nothing human be alien to me. You know, I don't want to get into religion, but I think the part of it is that just a man. I think it's hard for anyone to accept that spiritual discernment of presence. That's just a man or just a woman. That's just a being. It somehow flies in the face of what makes sense to us. It can't just be a person. It can't be. And I think every religion has a story about this, and every religion, you know, tells the story of all the doubters. It can't be. So now I don't want anyone to think that I think that I'm more than I am. I am just a man. And actually that same companion that was calling all of our experiences into question and doubting in the shed had asked me at one point, "So do you think you're God?" And my response to that was, it's kind of like asking, is a drop of water the ocean? And I'm not going to try to answer that. I'm going to leave that to you to consider that. But no, I don't think I don't think I'm the God Almighty, but if I'm lucky, if I've come close, even approached, I think what has been entrusted to us by our Creator, I hope I am in some respects a dim reflection of what that potential is. I think that's the most that any of us can really hope for. And I hope I'm doing justice to that. I think that's about the best I can share that. Thanks.